You're listening to SBS News.
A postponement from January to May means attendees at the 2022 World Economic Forum's annual meeting in the Swiss Alps are surrounded by spring flowers rather than snow-capped mountains and icy streets. But it's not only the weather that's different at the ski resort of Davos this year, where the meeting is being held. Russian politicians, executives and academics are all noticeably absent. Borga Brenda is the president of the forum. He says that while Russia's not present due to its invasion of Ukraine, its crimes will not go unnoticed.
So we were very clear that this is not the year for Russian business participation. So that message they got from us, and there is no Russian officials here. It is unfortunate that we are in such a geopolitical turmoil, but I do hope that future leadership in Russia will go back and start to comply with their international obligations that they have committed to through the UN Charter and international law.
This means there will be no traditional Russia House social festivities as a showcase for business leaders and investors. Instead, the space on the dressed-up main street in Davos has been transformed by Ukrainian artists into a Russian war crimes house, portraying images of misery and devastation. Bjorn Geldof is the artistic director of Pinchuk Art Centre, which is helping organise the exhibit. He says that by displaying the Russian military's cruelties, he hopes people will understand exactly what Russia is doing.
This is a place where all influencers and all decision makers of the world come together. This is a place where they will imagine the future, where they will think about how tomorrow should look like. And one cannot do that without knowing what is happening in Ukraine, because what is happening in Ukraine will define tomorrow. And the atrocities that are happening against innocent civilians in Ukraine are going to define the values of our world tomorrow. And I think we have to put a stop to it.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to speak on the opening day by video from Kyiv, followed by a number of other Ukrainian authorities in attendance. In his nightly address, President Zelensky said he hopes this forum will result in new, meaningful decisions to help his country.
I'm preparing to start the next week with the maximum diplomatic activity in the interests of our state. On Monday, I will join the discussions at the Davos Forum. This is the world's most influential economic platform where Ukraine has points to make.
Forum President Borga Brenda says discussions around Ukraine are likely to dominate the first portion of the five-day event.
What we're doing here is that we're bringing together COs for Ukraine. So now we have, on Wednesday, we will have a meeting with the Prime Minister of Ukraine and the Deputy Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister, and there's already 70 COs signed up for this. And they're going to look at how can private sector also support Ukraine in a situation where Russia is breaking international law, international humanitarian law, and not sticking to the UN Charter.
But Ukraine is not the only item on the agenda. With their ambitious goal of improving the state of the world, the theme of this year's meeting will be Working Together, Restoring Trust. It's hosting numerous world leaders, such as German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, United States Climate Envoy John Kerry, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Borga Brenda says there is no shortage of global issues for them to tackle.
It's the geopolitical issues that we are faced with, war in Ukraine, but also very difficult situations many other places in the world. It is also climate change. It is also that the global growth is slowing, and we have to avoid that this very weak recovery ends with a new recession, because we have very limited ammunition to fight a new recession, and a new recession will lead to increased unemployment, increased poverty. So, so much is at stake.
But not everyone believes Davos is the place where solutions can be found. Demonstrators have gathered in the city to take a stand against the meeting. Among them is Phil White, a former consultant from the United Kingdom. He has one key message. Millionaires like him should pay more tax.
So we've got the 1%, the millionaires, and the 99%, and we're here with a common agenda, and actually this united front saying we need less inequality, we need better tax systems, we need fairer tax systems all round. And at the moment we have this crazy situation where in many countries tax on wealth is taxed at a lower rate than tax on working people. And that's just, it's unfair, it's unjust, and we need to change that.
Climate change is also set to be a prominent theme, as the Davos Forum looks to future challenges in addition to current ones. One third of the 270 panel discussions are focusing on climate change and its direct effects, including extreme weather, net zero emissions targets, and a shift to cleaner energy sources. Forum managers, who have faced criticism about hosting powerful executives known to fly in on carbon-heavy corporate jets, have increasingly tried to distance themselves from accusations of hypocrisy. Over the last 5 years, they claim they have offset 100% of the carbon emissions from the organisation's activities by supporting environmental projects. The forum is due to run until Thursday. Brooke Young, SBS News.